the greatest law
the world has ever known is the law of love. Do you realize the one thing that's going to find the conquer this world is love? The Herods, the Hamans, the Hitlers have tried to do it. And the mighty armies have tried, the Charlemagne's, the Napoleon's, the Alexander the Great's have tried to do it, but no one has quite done it. But Jesus Christ is going to do it one day through love. Every bomb will be stacked. Every airplane with its lethal load of destruction, its bomb bay doors open, will close for the last time. The commandants of St. Cyr, the military college in Paris, France, of Sandhurst in Great Britain, of West Point on the shimmering banks of the Hudson River in New York, will have their last close order drill. And they'll lay down their sword and shield down by the riverside, and they'll study war no more. You know, when Jesus was here walking the face of this earth, they quizzed him one day and asked him, what is the greatest commandment of all? And of course he told them, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, thy mind, thy soul, thy spirit, and him only shalt thou serve. Then he said, the second commandment is this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. He said, upon these two commandments is the whole law rested. The law of love. Now, this law of love is the law that should govern the church. It had better govern the church. It's the law that actually displaced the Ten Commandments. The law of love. The law of love. You say, did I hear you say displaced the Ten Commandments? That's what you heard me say. Actually, the entire law, and of course the Ten Commandments are part of the law, was nailed to the cross when Jesus died at Calvary 2,000 years ago. Now, all the Ten Commandments were reinstated with the exception of the commandment. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. You'll find that in the Word of God. You'll find it, thou shalt not steal. Paul went on to state it, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not bear false witness, etc. But when it came to Sabbath days, Paul said that Sabbath day was nailed to the cross, and let no man judge you in holy days or Sabbath days or what have you. Now, the law of love is the law of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ today. And if an individual walks in the Jesus kind of love, he'll never break any law that was given to curb sin. When one walks in love, he actually walks in God, for God is love. And when one walks in love, he's no longer negative or neutral even, but he's for God. He has a positive element of blessing in his life, and he is a positive element of blessing to this world. Let me tell you, I don't care how steeped you are in the scripture. I don't care how much you go to church. I don't care how religious you are. I don't care how much you talk about God. If love is not the predominant factor in your heart and life, you will never be a blessing to anyone. Okay, we are. In the last few months, the Lord has impressed me more than anything else in the revivals, in the crusades, in the meetings. Let love be the predominant factor. Tell the people that we must stop arguing among ourselves. We must stop quibbling. I'm not trying to say that you've got to believe exactly as I do. I wish that you would. I feel that lives would be more victorious. I feel that more people would be saved. I feel more people would be healed. More people would be filled with the Holy Ghost. I believe I might. If I didn't, I'd quit. But at the same time, I'm not going to be so ridiculous as to say, if you don't believe exactly as I do, well, you know, you're a mental case. We'll put you off the air. We won't let you preach. Did you know there's a lot of folks that they'd like to put me off the air? They know I believe in salvation by the blood. They know that I believe in getting saved according to Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. If we confess the Lord Jesus with our mouth and believe in our heart, we shall be saved. But yet, because I believe in the mighty baptism in the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking with other tongues, because I believe in the victorious overcoming Christian life, because I believe that Jesus gives us power over sin, and that he heals, and they say we ought not to be able to preach it. But that's right. It breaks my heart that some... You say, well, can a person that's saved feel that way? I want to be honest with you. I don't know. I want to say yes, they can. Because I know there are thousands of godly preachers that love the Lord, but yet they're misguided in error as far as teaching is concerned. And you see, people tend to get mad when they can't disprove you by the Scripture. If they can disprove you by the Scripture, of course, they don't say much. They just laugh about it. Go on. But if they can't disprove you by the word of God, they have a tendency to want to get angry. I know some time ago, you know, the camp meeting hour is the second largest daily program in the world, in gospel. It goes into every state in the union, touch untold thousands of lives. And we've had a few stations to get a little upset because I would preach the grateful gospel message of redemption through the blood and the baptism and the Holy Spirit and the second coming. And I won't bother to get into that, but a couple, not many, just a couple out of over 350. And we've been taken off of three stations. One man owned two. Well, four stations. One man owned two and one man owned the other two. And if I was to tell you the name of one of them, you'd fall out in the chair, but I won't mention it. And, but the first one, though, he wrote, I never met him, didn't know who he was, but he got mad because I was preaching, you know, the full gospel. And so he would start to play the programs he wanted to play, and then he would put the others aside. And then he finally got mad, I found out later, that because even the song, he didn't want me singing the songs because he said it made people cry. And got him excited. And you know, and he wrote me a letter and he told me he's taking a program off. Because we were getting so much mail from the area. And people were being blessed for the program. I did everything I could to keep it on. And it broke my heart when he wrote me and said, no, it's not, we're taking it off. And he called me a crook and a thief and a liar and a cheat. And he never seen me in his life. And he called me every kind of old name you could think of. When I got that letter, I'm going to be honest with you, I tried to get mad at it. Because it never makes anyone feel good, especially when you're trying to do everything you can to live right and to walk right according to that book and to tell men and women about the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And for somebody that doesn't know you, they've never met you, they wouldn't know you if they ran over you with a truck. And to say these kind of things about you, it hurts. I mean, it does hurt. And my skin may not be quite as thick as some people because, you see, I take it seriously what I do. And so he wrote such a cruel letter, and I held that letter up, and I wanted to get mad at him, but I had been out of practice so long of getting mad at people that I couldn't manage. And I stood in that motel room in Peoria, Illinois, and that wasn't where it happened. It was all the way across the nation, but I happened to be there in Revival. And I had the letter that was sent me, and I wept. I said, Lord, why? I said, what'd I do with it? He said, well, what does the word say? I said, well, and then it hit me. Pray for them that despitefully use you. Bless them that persecute you. And I got between those twin beds on my face, and I started praying, oh, God bless them. Oh, God bless that man. Don't show him the error of his ways, and let him know how wonderful it is living for Jesus. You see, he called himself a Christian. But bless his children, his home, and let good things happen to him. And all of a sudden, something just flowed all over me. Because, you see, this is the God way. This is the God way. Love. Didn't you like that song today? Our Lord is coming back to earth again. I want you to get all three of these albums we're offering this week down the Sawdust Trail, and then You Don't Need to Understand, plus Roger Macbeth, Sincerely Yours. All three for a gift of just $10 or more. Ask for gift offer number 340. You get that letter in the mail today. You're going to like these songs. You already have them. You need some more copies. And make out your check to the camp meeting hour. Our mailing address is Jimmy Swaggart, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70821. Go with God, and we'll go with you. This is Mike Welch, Program Director for KURL Radio. We've been receiving calls concerning the continuation of the camp meeting hour on this station because of a letter sent out from Evangelist Jimmy Swaggart. From a recent phone conversation with the camp meeting hour officials, the letter was sent to encourage more people to write the program. The camp meeting hour is not being canceled on this station. However, you do need to help support the camp meeting hour ministry on this station. Write the camp meeting hour, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Write today and tell them you listen to KURL Radio. Once again, the camp meeting hour is not being canceled on this station. However, you do need to help support the program and its ministry.